Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And as I was waiting before the Lord put on my heart that He wants to minister to many of you out there that are feeling really rather isolated and alone. Now, I think that's an experience we can all relate to at one time in our lives. We may be physically alone at whatever season of our life we could be in. There's times before I was married, I was very much alone as I traveled, even spent holidays alone. But also, you can be surrounded by people, people that love you, people that care for you, yet you can still feel sometimes very alone. And so I've entitled this message, Lonely Hours and Lonely Days. And we're going to be looking at Scripture, and so often I think we tend to put the Scriptures and the heroes that are described in them sort of on a pedestal, I should say the individuals, because they seem men and women of extraordinary faith, and yet they were very similar to us. They needed encouragement. Sometimes they must have felt alone. Sometimes they may have lacked courage, but they still went forward in faith to do what God had called them to do. And so this message that I'll be sharing this week is for those who feel alone. And our Lord Jesus is within the hearing of our call. There are times I'm certain that Jesus felt alone. We know specifically in terms of what He said on the cross, one of His final words, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? That sense of isolation. This was the very Son of God who was always in close communion with His Father. So Jesus can relate to the experience of being alone. And can you imagine what went through His heart as a man? All the extreme punishment of the whipping and of the excruciating pain of crucifixion. And then His Father even left Him, it seemed. And He said, why have you forsaken me, Lord? And so, beloved, we needn't feel ashamed that at times that we are alone, but God has help for us. The full significance of this message is to help you realize that Jesus is by your side. He's by my side, and that He is with us to strengthen us, to impart strength, to help, to uphold, to accompany and support us daily. One of the most magnificent promises that Jesus ever made, He said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He will never forsake us. He will never forget us. In fact, even while He walked on this earth, this was the Lord's most repeated message to His people. It wasn't only what they needed most. It was what they needed to be reminded of most, and we're the same way. Let's, for a few moments, look at a portion of Scripture when the spies had come back from Canaan and had made their report. And you remember, there were, of these spies, only Joshua and Caleb spoke positive words of faith. The others said, oh yes, it's a land of milk and honey, but there's giants there and they're great walled cities, and they instilled fear in the congregation. But Joshua and Caleb spoke these words to the congregation in Numbers 14:9. only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. And so that's God's message to us today. I am with you, is what he's telling us. Don't fear the future. Don't fear what's ahead of you. I am with you. And there's a passage in Joshua I'd like to read, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 15. And just imagine, Joshua was alone. Moses had passed away. The Lord said that he could not enter the land of Canaan. And so Joshua was the appointed leader. That was God's decision. And they had miraculously, you know, passed over Jordan, and their first assignment was to take Jericho. But listen, in verse 13 of Joshua 5, it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went up to him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? He wasn't terribly confident at that point. And this man said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And we believe this was Jesus, the pre-incarnate Christ. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship. He would never have done that to an angel. And he said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so, a clear indication that was the Lord. And so he needed to hear that word. But the congregation were fearful. They refused to set, and I'm going back now to an earlier time when they were with Moses, when the spies came back from the promised land. They didn't accept God's promise. They didn't hear the good report that Joshua and Caleb were giving them. And because they refused to accept his promise, because of their rebellion, they all of that people wandered in the desert, in the wilderness, until all the people at the time of the rebellion, from age 20 years old and upward, died in that wilderness before the remnant would be allowed into Canaan. That was a new generation. And when God gave Joshua the responsibility to lead the children of Israel into the promised land, God gave him these words in Deuteronomy 31 and 8, And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. That was a lot of assurance given to Joshua. And even though he had seen the mighty acts of God, God's provision in the wilderness, here he was with a momentous task facing him. He had to lead about 3 million people into this land that God had promised them, a land flowing with milk and honey, and he had to take the place of Moses. Don't you suppose he was a little challenged in terms of his ability to think, can I really do this? Remember Gideon. God spoke to him, and he was hiding behind the wine press. And the Lord addressed him as, Thou mighty man of valor. And you know what? That's how God addresses us. Even though we might feel very insufficient in ourselves, we may feel that we lack courage and strength or whatever is required to go on ahead, to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish, to even get through our day sometimes. But the Lord's presence was Joshua's sufficiency, and that's true for you and me, beloved. Whatever you might be facing today, whether it's in a personal situation or maybe on your job, the things that are going on there, you might feel everybody's just there's things going on that just aren't right, and you seem to be the brunt and the end of the attack and the problem. Or it could be in the church or in your spiritual Christian walk. It might seem so difficult right now that you feel like you can't carry on. But don't give up, beloved. Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, because the same words that God spoke to Joshua, he's speaking to us. Fear not, I am with thee. Praise God. And so God wants to just lift us up. In fact, before I go to another example in Scripture, let's just take a moment and spend a few moments in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord, those that are feeling very isolated, those that are feeling very alone. And Lord, that could be because they may not have one right now. They could be up in years. Loved ones could have gone home to be with the Lord, or they're in a new situation. They may be moved and they really don't have the support and friends that they had in their earlier residence. Father, I'm asking right now that you will be to them more than enough, that you will provide them the wisdom, give them the ability and the strength to make the right decisions, the choices they need to make. But most of all, Father, in that sense of loneliness, Lord, which we all experience, we know that Jesus is touched by the feeling of infirmities because he's been there, he's gone through loneliness. And so, Lord, we're asking right now that you will give your comfort and your help, the sense of your presence, your anointing, that they will have the strength to carry on, in Jesus' name. Well, beloved, thank you for joining me, and I invite you, if you have prayer needs, to write and share those needs. We are a ministry of prayer and correspondence since 1965, as well as Daily Radio. Thank you for joining me today, and the announcer is going to give our contact information. If you choose the convenience of email, if you'd like a personal answer by mail, I ask you to share your mailing address, but I assure you I will pray and confirm receipt of your email. God bless you. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.